Reading from Leaves of Grass by Walt Whitman. Song of Myself, Part 8, from the 1855 edition. This is Walt Whitman. The little one sleeps in its cradle. I lift the gauze and look a long time, and silently brush away flies with my hand. The youngster and the red-faced girl turn aside up the bushy hill. I peeringly view them from the top. The suicide sprawls on the bloody floor of the bedroom. It is so. I witnessed the corpse. There the pistol had fallen. The blab of the pave, the tires of carts and slough of boot soles and talk of the promenaders. The heavy omnibus, the driver with his interrogating thumb, the clank of the shod horses on the granite floor, the carnival of sleighs, the clinking and shouted jokes and pelts of snowballs, the hoorays for popular favourites, the fury of roused mobs, the flab of the curtained litter, the sick man inside, borne to the hospital, the meeting of enemies, the sudden oath, the blows and fall, the excited crowd, the policeman with his star quickly working his passage to the centre of the crowd, the impasse of stones that receive and return so many echoes, the souls moving along. Are they invisible while the least atom of the stones is visible? What groans of overfed or half-starved who fall on the flags, sunstruck or in fits? What exclamations of women taken suddenly who hurry home and give birth to babes? What living and buried speech is always vibrating here? What howls restrained by decorum, arrests of criminals, slights, adulterous offers made, acceptances, rejections with convex lips? I mind them, or the resonance of them. I come again and again. Ah, Whitman, all that life, all that gritty, grisly life. He holds all of that stuff together within his sensation. I mind them, or the resonance of them. I come again and again. Repetition. It's just wonderful acceptance of life, a form of embracing without approval, without rejection. Acceptance. It is really the bedrock from which living with intention can grow. Yeah, I give that one to A.J. Lane.